Kimberly model bonnet and 2 hours awake. I wonder if it's for clothes or her hands, hair. Doesn't matter. I could do all of it.
Whitley, it says role models.
That's deceptive advertising.
It works. And now that I got your attention, how about signing up for my pilot program?
What program?
I'm asking Hillman students to teach kids at the youth center and to be role models. Now, for the next 2 months, you'll be working with inner-city kids and helping me get my master's degree.
Walter, I'd really like to help, but with my course load and my job, I don't have the time.
Ernest, how about you?
I mean, I'd love to help, but I can't stand kids.
Shame, shame, shame on all of y'all. I hope you're proud to be members of the moi generation.
What's a VU talking about?
You know exactly what I mean. Where would you be? Where would Hillman be without the charitable contributions of others?
I don't see you signing up.
For your information, Ernie, I come from a long line of philanthropists. My mother and I, every Christmas Eve, would deliver turkeys to the Southside food banks. I stuffed them myself.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Only takes one person to make a difference.
And one overstuffed bird.
Whitley, can I get your signature on the dotted line?
Let me take a little peekaboo in my appointment book. I'll be right back with you.
Walter, I got some more volunteers. Dwayne is going to teach computers, and Ron is volunteering to teach power dating.
Well, maybe we can make that a night course.
So what'd you get here?
Well, I'm about to sign up Whitley.
Whitley who?
Whitley me. Now, where is this pocket of neediness?
Is it the Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center in the Heights?
The Heights.
Look at this. 6 more volunteers for my program.
Well, good. It's about time these children did something for somebody. All they know is gimme, gimme, gimme. Up until now, the only thing they ever gave anybody is a headache.
Well, by this weekend, they'll be giving back to the community.
This weekend? Before or after our bowling tournament?
Uh-oh.
Those are my 2 least favorite words.
For the next 2 months, I'm gonna be living at the center.
But these are the semifinals. We can't win without our anchor, man.
I'm sorry, it's business before pleasure.
This isn't pleasure, this is bowling. And I want that trophy on my mantelpiece. Velma's already made a place for that little gold bowler.
Look, what if I find a substitute?
Well, you better, or your head will be on that mantelpiece. And don't expect Velma to dust it.
Hey, this is the first for the rec center. 6 activities going on, and none of them involving pushing, elbowing, or biting.
You're right, Norm. My role models are pretty well behaved so far.
Whoa. Dion, I want you to meet somebody. This is Walter Oakes from the college.
Oh, man. That's a grip. I guess you won't be signing up for weight training.
Maybe you should.
Hey, I know a class that might be good for the bone crusher. How about computer graphics?
Who's that?
That's when man meets machine and makes art. It's like electronic graffiti.
Cool.
Come on, I'll hook you up with Dwayne.
Hey, that is the hood of my car, not an easy chair.
Whitley, will you calm down?
Whitley, I'm glad you're here. Well, there's your ballet class over there.
Only 2 little girls signed up.
Well, I guess ballet is an acquired taste.
I'll be back when they've acquired it.
Just a minute. Hold up. Listen up. Calling all dancers. Your introduction to ballet is about to begin with your host and prima donna, Miss Whitley Gilbert.
That's prima ballerina.
That too.
She's not a ballerina.
Why not?
She's black.
We've the skeptical one. Haven't you ever heard of Dance Theater of Harlem or the great Alvin Ailey? Then let's keep your mouth closed and open your mind. Come on, Si. That's French for hit it.
The mouse moves the paintbrush around the screen. See?
Boys, perfecto. Now, ballet is an art form in both French and Russian. Like salad dressing. The court of Louis XIV.
Are we going to dance? or talk?
I talk. You dance. First position, heels in, toes out. Well, class, I think you did a wonderful job. Give yourselves a big hand. And I hope I see you all tomorrow. Remember, when you are a ballet dancer, you are always on your toes.
Thanks for the class.
Well, aren't you the polite one? I hope I see you tomorrow.
I can't get here.
Your family doesn't have a car.
Nope.
What was I thinking? They probably use every cent they make just to clothe and feed you all.
I didn't say all that.
Well, Dion, you don't have to be embarrassed in front of me. I'm your friend. I know. Why don't I pick you up tomorrow and bring you here myself?
Okay.
In fact, I'll pick you up early and take you by Hillman College. Isn't that a treat?
Are there lots of girls like you there?
They do the best they can with what they got.
Hey, Vernon.
Yeah.
Vernon. Walter tells me that the faculty bowling team is looking for a fourth arm.
Oh, do you know of one?
I know of two. Take your pick.
Hallelujah. And ambidextrous, too. I didn't know you bowled.
Yeah, you know, it's been a little while. But back in the service, we used to set up pins in the firing range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was getting pretty good until somebody shot a fourth hole in my bowling ball. But it shouldn't take me long to get my touch back.
Oh, I know it won't. Yeah. Be at the lanes tomorrow, 2 o'clock, sharp.
2 o'clock?
Yeah, and the latecomers buy the hot dog.
Buy the hot dog, all right.
So, Dion, this is the pitch. There are two familiar faces. Kimberly, Freddie, I'd like you to meet my prize dance pupil, Dion.
Hey, Dion.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Is he a little gentleman? Don't use your sleeve for that. Okay, here, get yourself a nice, nutritious meal, okay? Lots of leafy greens.
Oh, he's adorable.
Look deeper, ladies. Behind those dimples lies the face of Urban Blight. He and his entire family share 2 tiny airless rooms. He cooks all their meals for them and still has time for grade school. Makes me realize how truly selfish and spoiled we all really are.
I'll remember that next time you can't get an appointment for your saline rub.
What an afternoon. I don't think I've ever been so fulfilled in all my life. Bless the beasts and the children.
Do I really have to hear about your sex life?
Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm referring to the little angels in my dance class.
I think little Dion has a crush on me.
Dion is in your dance class. I knew that. Look, Whitley, I gotta go. You owe me for the tutoring session.
Oh, of course. Time is money, money's time. Except when you're giving from the heart. And then your possessions mean nothing. And all you have to... It's gone.
What?
My wallet, it's not here.
Well, when was the last time that you had it?
At the youth center with those thieving little heathens. Do I have the numbers of my credit cards? No, they're on my credit cards, which was in my wallet, which is stolen. I do not have to calm down. I am the victim. You...
How many credit cards do you have to cancel?
11, plus my auto club card.
Ooh, you better cancel that one quick, or a thief might go on a wild jumpstart spree.
Come in.
I just talked to Norm at the center. No wallet's been turned in yet.
Ooh, that's a news flash.
Well, I'm sorry about your $86.
Walter, it's more than just the money. That wallet was a time capsule of my life. My baby pictures. First love letter, my very favorite fortune cookie fortune. Spend time wisely, spend money freely. I live by that slip of paper.
We know.
I know exactly who the culprit is. That clodhopper Corinne.
Wait a minute. How you know it was her?
Oh, please. She has been trouble from the get-go. She's got the lungs of a rooster and the grace of a chicken.
Now she got a wallet with all your money.
Before we call America's Most Wanted, let's see what Norm turns up.
I don't care what Norm turns up. I'm never going back to that center ever again.
Whitley, what were you doing going to a youth center with $86 and all the credit cards you own?
Oh, sure. Ask the victims of Pompeii what they were doing standing next to a volcano.
If anybody's a victim, it's that little girl.
I will not excuse Corinne, although you can't expect that much from people like that.
People like what?
People in those neighborhoods.
Oh, people like that.
I am not saying that it's her fault. Obviously, it's not her fault, but she's needy. But if you grow up like that, you're bound to turn out a certain way.
Whitley, that's the way I grew up. Am I people like that?
No, Dwayne, you're different.
Oh, I'm different? Different from what? Oh, I know what you mean. Big old afro, bandana, gold chains, gold teeth, shower cap with a jerry curl, two stolen cars under each arm. Yo, homie, what's up? What it is?
Dwayne, I did not mean it.
Then think about what you're saying from now on. Just because someone is poor does not make them a low-life criminal.
All right, Dwayne.
Where you going?
To the youth center. I forgot to lock up my computer.
Because, you know, you did kind of drag that left foot just a little bit.
Is that right, Colonel?
Well, you know, 90% of the sport is form.
Well, I'll remember that, and thank you for sharing.
Colonel Taylor, you're up!
Yeah!
Let's try this one here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Feels good to hold a ball again.
Goodness.
Hey, Dion, new bike, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's bad, man. What's it? Comet Tail 1989?
Woo, boy.
This is Eurostar, titanium sprockets, derailleurs, air conditioning, fully loaded.
Did you win the lottery? You must have, because this costs a lot of cash.
I turned in all soda cans.
That's a thirsty neighborhood.
Come on, we want to talk to you for a second.
C, E, G. That's a C chord. Okay, who wants to try? Come on, guys, this is easy. Corinne, come on. Are you sure you need to take this class?
Lisa, excuse my hate to interrupt you mid-arpeggio, but Corinne, could I see you for a moment, please, in private? Okay, sticky fingers, cough it up.
Huh? Whitley, would you take your hands off of this child? It's all right, Corinne.
Told you she was nuts.
Whitley, what has gotten into you?
I'm gonna make her fess up.
You're right. I say we break her. We'll lock her in a room under a 50-watt bulb. No soda, no chips, no cookies. And I bet you we'll have a confession before snack time.
Notice I'm not disagreeing.
Whitley.
Yes. Why, Dion, is that your smart-looking back?
No, it's yours.
I beg your pardon?
Meet the man who stole your wallet.
Dion?
I told you I didn't steal her wallet. I found it.
Yeah, in her purse.
Prove it.
Walter, I know Dion. Why would he do something like this?
Because the bike sale ends tomorrow.
But I believe him. If he said he found the wallet, he found it, and he used the money to buy this bike so I can get medicine to his sickly little sisters.
Sisters?
Yes. Antonia, Yolanda, Juniper, LaMarge.
Whitley, what do you think? The youth center's on the corner of Juniper and LaMarge.
Dion. Why?
We
It's no big deal. You've got more money.
Correction, it is a big deal. And I don't care if she's sitting on a pile of money like Oprah Winfrey on TV Guide. You don't touch it.
Yes, sir.
But we're friends.
No, my friend, you just come here when you feel like it.
It's not true. What about dance class? What about the time we spent together yesterday?
I didn't want to see a stupid school. Why don't you just go back there? Nobody wants you here anyway.
I think you better watch your mouth. Now apologize to her.
That's okay, Walter. He can keep his apology.
Let me see here.
Did you see the way my foot just slipped right out from under me? Oh, doggone these rented shoes. I guess I'm just gonna have to break down and get myself a pair.
You wanna go buy them now?
You hang in there, Colonel.
Yeah.
Miss Gay, may I speak with you for a moment, please?
Yeah.
Dump him. 86 him. Ask him. Give him his walking papers. He must go.
Can't tell the man that he can't bowl.
I think he's already established that.
We will forfeit.
Now, wait a minute. We'll find another player. I saw a pretty good 6-year-old over on lane 10.
That is my friend. I can't tell him to go home.
I can. No,
I will.
Colonel. Excuse me, Vern. Excuse me. Dean Hughes. Gentlemen, I think that I might have... Yeah, I did. I threw my arm out on that last ball.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid I'm just going to have to drop out.
Little girl, how late does your mother let you bowl?
It's open.
Well, I see you got one credit card left.
I wrote a check.
Had a pretty rough day, huh?
Well, you know what they say, no good deed goes unpunished. Can you believe I bought that child's story? Or this blouse? I'll give it to Freddie. She'll wear anything.
Norm and I had a long talk with Dion, and we worked out a way for him to pay you back. He's going to be spending a lot of time at the center, sweeping, scraping, scrubbing. If there's dirt, he's on it.
You gave him chores? He should be barred from the center for life.
No, I don't think so. You don't want a kid like that on the street. He becomes a prime target for dealers and gangs. A kid like Dion gets recruited faster than a Heisman Trophy winner and can make more money.
You say Dion's in a gang?
No, but that doesn't mean he's safe. Did you know he has to go through 3 different gang territories just to get to school? Finding a new route for him is the highlight of his week. The youth center is in a neutral zone. That means it's a safe place.
Walter, this is not my problem.
Oh, you're right. It's nobody's problem.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Come back to the center. You said yourself that one person can make a difference.
Oh, but I'm not that one, Walter, and those kids know it.
What do they know?
They know a lot more than I do. How am I going to go down there and look them in the eye and say, you can make it out of the inner city? All I ever made it out of was charm school.
You know, you're right. I don't even know what I was thinking about. They should have, like, grubby, uneducated people as role models. I think I'll go get a wino to teach the ballet class. Y'all want to hop in? Put your right foot in. Take your left foot. Is that what you want?
It's just that they need so much. What's my little ballet class gonna give them?
What did it give you? Self-discipline? Structure? Self-esteem? It teaches them that there are black ballerinas. There are black college students. It gives them choices. And speaking of choices, how could you buy this blouse? That was a nice slam, wasn't it?
I guess.
How about slamming them trash bags into the dumpster?
Sorry, Walter. We have to clean up another time.
I thought you'd quit.
I lied. Ballet in 5 minutes.
Good. I kind of like ballet.
Oh, not the way I'm going to teach it. You will sweat. You will strain. Before you know it, your feet will be on the phone to Dr. Show. In the next hour, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. Every dance.